Nolte, The Garbage Science Behind the AP's Latest Global Warming Report. By John Nolte on March 19, 2019. This morning I woke up to discover my emergency heat had kicked in because it was 24 degrees outside. I live in North Carolina, y'all, sure, in the mountains where it's about 10 degrees cooler than the rest of the state, but still. 24 degrees is notably chilly here in the dead of winter. Much less March 19th when the lawn mowing season has usually begun. What's more, in about 36 hours, spring is supposed to arrive, and yet, it is still freaking cold out there. You know it. I know it. We all know it, which means the global warming hoaxsters know it. You see, according to the experts, our planet is supposed to be warming, the end of snow and all that. But it sure isn't working out that way of late, and the global warming hoaxsters are not just worried over this inconvenient truth, they're freaking all the way out. A freakout is the only way to explain the breathtakingly stupid con job published by the far-left Associated Press on Tuesday. The hoax piece is titled, AP Finds Hot Records Falling Twice as Often as Cold Ones, and a bigger piece of garbage science you will never read, at least until the next one. Let's take these one at a time. The AP reports the following. Over the past 20 years, Americans have been twice as likely to sweat through record-breaking heat rather than shiver through record-setting cold, a new Associated Press data analysis shows. The AP looked at 424 weather stations throughout the lower 48 states that had consistent temperature records since 1920 and counted how many times daily hot temperature records were tied or broken and how many daily cold records were set. The AP shared the data analysis with several climate and data scientists, who all said the conclusion was correct, consistent with scientific peer-reviewed literature, and showed a clear sign of human-caused climate change. If you read that closely, the AP is selling pure snake oil, and is doing so about a planet that is 4.5 billion, with a B, years old. What I mean is that the AP wants you to believe that more hot than cold temperature records being broken means something. It doesn't. On a 4.5 billion-year-old planet, temperatures recorded over a mere 20 years mean something. They don't. On a 4.5 billion-year-old planet, temperature records that reach back only 99 years, to 1920, mean something. They don't. Do you see what I'm getting at? Extrapolating 20 years out of 4.5 billion isn't just cherry-picking. It's lying, it's outrageous and irresponsible. But nowhere near as outrageous and irresponsible as this. In a stable climate, the numbers should be roughly equal. The premise of that sentence is total horseshit, because the premise is that our planet's climate is supposed to be stable when history and science prove the exact opposite. Ever hear of the Ice Age? Actually, there have been 5 ice ages over the lifetime of our planet, and all 5 occurred long before humans started barbecuing and beef cattle started farting. In other words, our climate is not stable. It is nothing close to stable, and that instability has nothing to do with the lack of recycling. Therefore, the AP matter-of-factly suggesting our planet's climate would be stable were it not for NASCAR is pure propaganda. It is simply a scientific fact that we do not live in a shopping mall, in a climate-controlled paradise. That is not how the natural world works. Instability in our climate is normal. Here's another inconvenient fact the AP report glosses over. The analysis stopped with data through 2018. However, the first 2 months of 2019 are showing twice as many cold records than hot ones. Wait, what? Why are those 2019 records not included? Give me a good reason to exclude those numbers. Give me a journalistic and/or scientific reason to exclude those numbers. There is none, because this is all about ginning up hysteria in the hopes we will all be bamboozled into surrendering our freedom to an elite central authority who will live like pharaohs and rule over us like Stalin, while we're forced to live in urban housing projects hoping the government-produced food isn't people. Update, hold on. Maybe I was wrong. This is breaking news from the AP. In 10 years, the headline warns, the UN predicts disaster if global warming not checked. Holy moly. Check this out from the experts. Coastal flooding and crop failures would create an exodus of eco-refugees, threatening political chaos, said Noel Brown, director of the New York office of the UN Environment Program, or UNEP. He said governments have a 10-year window of opportunity to solve the greenhouse effect before it goes beyond human control. As the warming melts polar ice caps, ocean levels will rise by up to 3 feet, enough to cover the Maldives and other flat island nations, Brown told the Associated Press in an interview on Wednesday. Coastal regions will be inundated, 1/6 of Bangladesh could be flooded, displacing 1/4 of its 90 million people. 1/5 of Egypt's arable land in the Nile Delta would be flooded, cutting off its food supply, according to a joint UNEP and U.S. Environmental Protection Agency study. OMG. 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 A senior UN environmental official says entire nations could be wiped off the face of the earth by rising sea levels. OMG. 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 The end is nigh. I don't know what nigh means, but this is bad. As I have mentioned before, although I am only 53 years old, I've already seen nearly 20 apocalyptic predictions crash and burn. Here's a list of the environmental hoaxes perpetrated by the media and scientific experts over the last 4 decades. A new ice age will arrive by the year 2000. We will all die when the ozone layer disappears. The oceans are doomed. Global cooling will destroy the world. Acid rain will destroy our forests. Overpopulation will result in worldwide famine. We will deplete our natural resources. We will run out of oil. The polar ice caps will melt. Manhattan will be underwater. People who live in cities will have to wear gas masks. Nitrogen buildup will make the land unusable. Decaying organic pollutants will use up all of the oxygen in America's rivers, causing freshwater fish to suffocate. Polar bears will go extinct. The end of snow. Superhurricanes. Colder temperatures prove the planet is warming. According to these lying liars, all of this was supposed to have already happened. And now these lying liars are running out of hoaxes, which has made the AP so desperate it is reporting on 20 years of temperatures on a 4.5 billion year old planet, which is like judging a person's life based on a fraction of a second of that life. That's not science, it is deliberate and naked dishonesty. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.